Joe Fisher joins us now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, and we will all be, as soon as we get our travel plans and itinerary and everything, we'll be loading up for the trip out to Opryland and then to the Gaylord Hotels Music City Bowl.
Yep, got to check the weather and, you know, all the routes and everything. So, you know, there are some aspects of a bowl trip where you kind of look forward to going someplace else, but there are others when you think about the fact you can stay here that certainly logistically make things a lot easier. From Vanderbilt's standpoint, I think they would have been thrilled wherever they went. From their standpoint, looking at this, you know, you have to think in terms of, you know, a team is not just going to be staying in their dorm, you know, while this bowl is going on. They'll be staying out at the hotel. They will treat it very much like a road game. The one real comfort they'll have will be the SEC's practice facility is Vanderbilt.
Right.
So they'll use their practice field, their locker rooms, their meeting rooms, and all that. So
I hear Vanderbilt is in negotiations with Vanderbilt for the use of those facilities.
My guess, Mark, is that we're going to stick them for everything we can.
They know people.
Yeah, that's right. So in that standpoint, it really works out well. But I know the guys are really looking forward to it, excited about it, you know, playing in any bowl game. And I think it's been interesting. Bobby Johnson talked about it. David Williams talked about it last night. You know, one of the first groups of people that have commented and congratulated them, really, are the guys that played on the 82 bowl game. You know, a lot of those guys have you know, got tired of hearing every year, okay, is this going to be the year that somebody finally gets to a bowl game and you guys aren't the last Vanderbilt team that went? So I think they're really thrilled about it, too.
Joe, a lot of times you get caught up and you want, and Bobby Johnson said this, you definitely want to have fun and enjoy it, even though it's here. I think the events and everything, it'll be something different. It's not going to be anything that they have ever experienced before, but they got a pretty tough opponent in Boston College coming in here. This is a team that was right on the doorstep of winning the ACC and going to a BCS bowl.
Oh yeah, it's a very tough opponent, a big challenge. They've got a lot of size. They're very physical. I know Bobby was talking about they saw a little bit of BC tape when they were actually scouting Wake Forest. That was one of the games they looked at, and so they've got some of that already in the fold and working on getting the rest. But it'll be an interesting challenge for Vanderbilt to see how they react to the bowl. And the other thing, I know he got asked last night, you know, what is your quarterback situation going to be? You know, is it going to be a one quarterback or a two quarterback system?
Or a three quarterback system?
Bobby said it may very well be three. Yeah, it may be. McKenzie still hasn't been able to practice. They've had a couple of practices since they came back. He still hasn't been able to go because of that knee problem he's got. Of course, Chris Nixon is back after the concussion, and Larry Smith, you know, did some things and is going to be one of those guys that, you know, probably figures into the mix for next year. So I'm sure that they would like to get him some playing time. But number one focus is to win the game, so they'll do whatever with whomever gives them that best chance.
And BC, you know, won without their starting quarterback Chris Crane down the stretch until they got to the ACC championship game.
Interesting too that our old friend Gene DeFilippo is at BC, and he was tied to that 82 team at Vanderbilt. So it'll be good to see him as well.
Joe, let's talk basketball for a couple minutes here. Are you guys a road trip to Atlanta on Saturday and didn't really turn out the way I know you would have wanted it to?
This team is really struggling offensively. I think that's an understatement. You know, they are just having great difficulty getting into a rhythm offensively. They have not shot the ball well enough from the outside on a consistent basis or provided enough offensive threats other than AJ inside that any time the ball goes down into AJ, he is double and sometimes triple teamed. And, you know, he turned the ball over seven times Saturday down at Georgia Tech because, you know, they're collapsing on him every time it goes in there. But they're just playing decently defensively. You hold a team below 40%, you know, from the field, you do pretty well. The other thing is Tech just pounded them on the boards, and they're very good in the rebounding aspect. I tell you, Ghani Lawal is an NBA player, I think, for them. He can really get up.
Game was there for the taking, though, Joe. They're up by one, and then they shoot one for 10 over the final, 8 minutes?
Yeah, no question. I felt the same way. Once they came out in the second half after really being fortunate to only be down three at halftime, as poorly as they played offensively, and they came out with the mindset of just pounding it inside and did, and had a lot of success. AJ got not only points but got to the line. They created some foul trouble. And then, as you said, they made one basket in the final 8 minutes and 50 seconds of the game. And that's just, you know, you're not going to win that way, especially on the road. So, you know, I talked to Kevin afterwards some, and, it's kind of a get back and figure out how we can address this offensive situation, because, you know, you're not going to score 45, 50 points and win very many games.
Joe, coming up tonight, I know you have your first call-in show with Coach Kevin Stallings.
6 o'clock tonight. So the first one will be at 6 o'clock instead of 6:30, and we'll be talking about this young team and all these new guys, and this little run that we're going to have now of some home games before the first of the year, where they hope they can sort of utilize this opportunity to practice and get well. The other aspect they're going to deal with is exams start Wednesday. So it's, a lot of teams don't play at all during the exam period, but Vanderbilt's got two or three games during that period they're going to have to deal with.
Hey, Joe, thanks as always. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tonight, guys. Thanks.